And what it does is it changes the way you sort of build software. Jared Spool has another way of talking about how we build products, right? And let's imagine that this represents all the knowledge needed to sort of use your app on a spectrum, right? This is like no knowledge, right? And this is all the knowledge needed, right? And these two lines are pretty much your interaction with users, what you're trying to get them to. This is currently where their knowledge point is, and this is the target knowledge point that you're trying to get them to understand and use your app. The gap between those is called the knowledge gap, Jared Spool calls. And what's interesting about this is there's only two ways, right, to sort of fix this. That gap represents how intuitive your app is, right? You either get the user to increase their knowledge, or you decrease the amount of knowledge that's needed to use your application. And oftentimes, as engineers and people who build and work on products, we think, let's add new features. And new features only means let's increase the knowledge gap. So for us, we actually focus a lot on the other sort of direction. And so what that meant is we spent a lot of time, 30% of our engineering time was spent on internal tools to help with our customer support stuff. But oftentimes, it was spent helping people help themselves. Things like frequently asked questions, tool tips, things like if you just click the help link, right? Instead of taking you to the generic help sort of documentation page, you go to the specific page where you're looking at that's going to be most sort of appropriate for what you're working on.